The traditional New Year's Day levee at Navy Hall was back after a three-year absence Monday, with friends and neighbors greeting each other, friends of Fort George offering a warm welcome in the historic setting with flames blazing in the fireplace, refreshments served and the much-loved cannon firing to end the celebration. The event, hosted by Parks Canada's Scott Finley, included greetings from Friends President Tony Chisholm, Lieutenant Col. Bernard Nering, Dr. Richard Merritt, Rick Mellon, Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa, MPP Wayne Gates and MP Tony Baldinelli, well as toasts to King George III, after whom the fort is named, and King Charles, along with the singing of God Save the King. It fulfilled the intention of a levee, a Canadian tradition for military and political leaders to ring in the new year with members of the public, and toasts to the King and Canadian Armed Forces past and present. Navy Hall wasn't as crowded as in previous years, and the speeches were kept short, but appreciation for the event, presented by Parks Canada and the Friends of Fort George partnering as hosts, was evident. Parks Canada manager Dan LaRoche spoke of his decades of work that began when he was hired for summers at Fort George, and of the partnership between the Friends of Fort George and the federal agency. It's a collaboration that works so well together, it's hard to tell where the Friends end and Parks Canada begins. It's a partnership that is very important, he said, adding that he hopes 2024 will be the year that returns attendance at the fort and all Friends programs to pre-pandemic numbers. With many activities resuming, it will be a power-packed 2024. MPP Wayne Gates, the last to speak, said it was days like today that make NOTL so unique and so special, and that send a real message to the people who live in the province and across the country of why it is so important to preserve NOTL and its history. On that note, the crowd headed outside for the traditional firing of the 3-pound cannon across to the U.S. as was explained, seemingly in jest. It's in retaliation for cannon fire aimed at the British during the War of 1812, with the firing handed over to Chisholm, this year's honorary cannoneer, to successfully send the ceremonial cannon fire across the river.